from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the Youngest in Charge movement. Lynette Willingham alongside the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, as we take you up to 2 o'clock. Make sure you keep it locked on the fan all day long. Big afternoon and evening ahead of you. Grant and Danny starting at 2 o'clock going to be broadcasting live out from Nationals Park for the debut of number 2 overall pick, Dylan Cruz. Make sure you check out the 106.7 The Fan YouTube stream from 3:45 to 5 p.m. G&D going to stream batting practice live from out at the park to get our first up-close-and-person look at number 2 overall pick, Dylan Cruz. Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler on the call tonight starting at 7. They get you warmed up at 6:45 with Nats on Deck. Programming note coming up here about 10 minutes from now. Our pal Mitch Tisler, one half of the Beltway Football Podcast, going to join us to look at Washington in their preseason victory from last night against the New England Patriots, who's safe, who hurt themselves last night, who helped themselves last night. All that and more coming up at 1 o'clock with our pal Mitch Tisler. As we teased before the break, though, the start of the college football season couldn't have been any better, in my opinion. The team, the crybabies of the ACC, let's just call it what it is, Mike Norvell and Florida State, the crybabies of the ACC last year. Yeah, that's what, call them what the hell they are. For you to complain and moan and groan about how you got snubbed out of the college football playoff and then come get snubbed, your face punched in by an unranked Georgia Tech team that couldn't stop a damn nosebleed last year, and you should be embarrassed. You should be.
You don't think they had any merit?
None. Last year, no. Hell no. Not at all.
Okay.
The golf guys riding past know what it is and what it ain't. Yeah. The crybabies of the ACC, Florida State. I was super impressed. And I know the main storyline here is to want to dunk on Florida State based off of what happened last year. 13-0, undefeated. You lost Jordan Travis. I take all of that into consideration. Mm-hmm. The thing that I want to talk about that happened Saturday, it's not about Florida State stinking and underachieving. It's about Brent Key in Georgia Tech coming out and what do the young folks like to say? Belt to ass. That is what happened. And I know they only won by 3 on a walk-off field goal. But if you got the chance to watch, you'd love this, Doc. They dominated both sides of the line of scrimmage from snap 1 to snap 80, however many there were in the game. And it was pretty clear and evident from the get-go that Georgia Tech was the more physical team, and that's why the game went the way that it did. If you look at both of the stat lines of the quarterbacks, DJU, who is now big man on campus for the third time in his career now at Florida State, he goes 19-27 for a 190. Haynes King, 11-16 for a 146. If you watch this game, though, very clear that Haynes King outplayed DJU for the entirety of that football game. But obviously it starts up front with Georgia Tech.
And former offensive line coach, he sounded like reminded me of Harbaugh. It's an interior game.
Yeah.
And it was Joe Frazier, Ali, I'm punching the body. And they just hung in there. And in Florida State, you know, it's Florida State, but they ran up against a group that was highly motivated and beat them.
Yeah.
And that's what makes college so magnificent, that right, had it been the hell of the NFL, they wouldn't have been even in having contact. They come out the box going, you know, mano a mano, and I don't think anybody was lost for the season in that contest. They actually didn't get snapped in half. So I loved it.
Yeah, it was fun to see. Georgia Tech for years, man, it's always – to me, they're always going to be a team that keeps people up at night based off of what they do offensively and how heavily they lean on the option game. It's, as a pass rusher, going up against an option offense, it's the worst thing in America. You can't pin your ears back. You got to be disciplined. You got to play slow. I am excited to see Washington run some of the option stuff that we saw Georgia Tech run on Saturday. But you mentioned the game being won in the trenches, man. A veteran Georgia Tech offensive line returning four starters. They were doing the damn thing on that side of the football. Their running back, Jamal Haynes, made a lot of really good plays out in open space. He was really good. I even thought, and the numbers aren't going to wow you, the quarterback, Haynes King, 15 carries, 54 yards. It's only 3.6 yards a pop. But his ability to consistently get on the edge is what I thought was impressive, putting them into these second and manageable situations, these third and manageable situations.
That's good. If you do that,
that's not bad.
You're going to win, yeah.
It's not bad at all. As a team, this is what really impressed me, DOC. As a team, 36 carries for a buck 90. That's 5.3 yards a pop. By the end of the game, you're a defensive lineman sucking wind with your hand on your hips. You're tired of seeing – you don't know if it's the running back coming at you. You don't know if it's the jet sweep that's being handed off. You don't know if it's the quarterback keeping it.
It's a big win.
It is it's a tough offense to try to deal with. The bigger storyline here, I think, for Georgia Tech, though, is last year, I mean, they were honestly one of the bottom feeders in the ACC, and it had a lot to do with their inability to stop folks defensively. Some of the pressure packages that they showed on third down, getting home, sending the nickel out of the secondary, blitzing linebackers in the A-gap, it was really impressive to watch. That attacking mentality and that attacking style defensively is what I think ultimately wins at every level, whether that's high school, college, or the pros. Protecting the football is obviously a key thing, too. Haynes King last year, 15 interceptions last year for Georgia Tech. For him to keep his job and come back this year, not turn the ball over in the opener, is huge. DJU, the story for Florida State here last year was at Oregon State. It wasn't very good there last year either. Completed just 57% of his passes, turned the ball over too much. Mike Norvell, being Florida State, coming off an undefeated season, you're a blue blood in college football. You couldn't land a Cam Ward. You couldn't land one of these other transfer quarterbacks that are going to go help another team to end up with DJU. It's like winning a bad game of musical chairs. Because there's no way in hell that Florida State, I don't know why the AP poll had him as the 10th best team in the country, not with him quarterbacking the team.
Well, I mean, he's lured more than one group.
He has. He's done it before.
He's eye candy.
He's pimping.
Yeah, he's eye candy.
100%.
But, again, I just don't trust him to be that guy on game day.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
I think he's proven that over the past several years. I wonder what this does for the ACC as a whole. A team like Georgia Tech knocking off a top 10 team, does it make you think more about the depth of the ACC as we get down to this new 12-team college football playoff? I think the depth that you have in your conference could really help somebody get an automatic bid, because you know only one conference champion is coming out of the ACC. So maybe a team like a Clemson or a Miami is helped potentially by the depth of the ACC being a hell of a lot better.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.